This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
It's game day at Jim's house and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Former President Trump is the frontrunner going into tonight's Iowa caucuses. Supporter Tom Donnelly says he knows some are hesitant to support him.
I think people will come around to that. I think it will be difficult for the Senate and Congress. And yeah, you have these political factions, and we've never been more divided. But that's going to be the case with anybody.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley are hoping strong showings tonight will help them in New Hampshire. It is cold in Iowa, and across much of the country, more than 100 million Americans are on alert for dangerously cold temperatures, snow, and ice. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will work remotely for the time being after he left Walter Reed Hospital, where he underwent treatment of prostate cancer. The White House is still playing down calls for Austin to resign for delays in notifying the president and other officials. This is ABC News. In Arizona, an investigation into a deadly hot air balloon crash.
Combining two adventure sports, 13 people had gone up in a balloon Sunday, 8 wearing parachutes on their backs. After the skydivers had successfully jumped, something went wrong and the balloon plummeted to the ground, killing 4 occupants and injuring a 5th.
When this occurs, it affects us because the skydiving community is a large one and very close-knit.
Eloy, Arizona Mayor Micah Powell, a skydiver himself, says local and federal investigators are looking for the cause of the disaster. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
This week, the world's elite gather in Davos, Switzerland, heads of state and government discussing global issues. And it comes amid a new report which notes the world's 5 richest men more than doubled their wealth since 2020, while 5 billion people have gotten poorer.
It's very important to underscore that it's a massive policy and political failure of the economic system that we have created.
Oxfam International's Amitabh Bayar. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlin. A setback for efforts to remove Wisconsin's elections administrator.
A Dane County judge ruled on Friday that Megan Wolf is legally holding her position and that the 6-member Wisconsin Elections Commission is under no obligation to appoint a new administrator. The bipartisan commission deadlocked in June on a vote to reappoint Wolf. Republican commissioners voted in favor, but Democrats abstained, and that blocked the nomination from going to the state Senate, where Wolf could have been fired. She's been the target of Donald Trump supporters who falsely claim Wolf played a role in handing the 2020 election to President Joe Biden. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
5 years ago last Wednesday, a young girl named Jamie Kloss showed us to never give up hope.
It was October 2018 when Jamie Kloss's parents were murdered and the teen girl was kidnapped from her rural barren home by Jake Patterson, who is now serving life in prison for those crimes. January 10th marked the 5-year anniversary of Jamie Kloss Day, the date which she escaped captivity and rescued herself. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said it's a day worth remembering for the strength and hope she showed us.
You never give up hope. We learned that from a 14-year-old girl taught us that you never give up and you can get through anything.
Kloss has graduated high school, is off to college, and is doing well. I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
Events around Wisconsin today to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. include the 33rd annual Fox City's King Day celebration at 6 o'clock tonight at Lawrence University Memorial Chapel. And Viterbo University in La Crosse is hosting its community celebration beginning at 7 o'clock. Celebrations are also happening in Madison and in Milwaukee. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold is slapping us this week, prompting wind chill advisories now until noon, where it's feeling as cold as 25 below and high temperatures today feeling more like negative 15. Tonight, another wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 and lasts through tomorrow afternoon as it could be feeling like near negative 30, where frostbite can occur rapidly. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's zero at our studios.
Markets were closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the government offices closed too. But we've got a fresh dose of AgriTalk PM coming your way. We're fresh off reports on Friday, but there's more going on in the markets than USDA reports. We'll explore what might influence the markets in the weeks ahead.
From MLK Junior Day afternoon via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we're going to run a full flip chori. Chip and I will chat our way through the markets, and later, Kerry Artek from ArtekAdvisory.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis. Happy MLK Junior Day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This makes the third out of the last four Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
That the markets have been closed. Three out of the last four.
I don't mind that. I really don't.
You don't?
No, not at all. No.
You know, last week with a full week, it just seemed like it flew by. Remember?
It did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These short weeks, I'm not too sure. Short weeks feel long.
Yeah, it's Doctor Who fans. You know, it's bigger on the inside kind of a thing. Like, you don't expect it coming. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what
is
it is.
That
you get through the door and, oh my gosh, here we are. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hope that you are taking some time to reflect on the man that we are celebrating today. His message of nonviolence, his message of shared responsibility for peace in this country. It rang true in the 60s, and it rings true today, Davis.
Hear, hear.
It's a message worth listening to again. There's no question.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. We're gonna take a little bit of a different path on the show today. We're gonna explore some of the issues outside of the report data that we got on Friday that might be influencing the markets in the weeks ahead. So that it's a conversation worth having. Let's put it that way.
Sure, okay? Absolutely. Yep, I agree.
Yep. But nonetheless, we did have reports on Friday. You got any details from that?
Yes, just a few details here. Okay. Let's dive in. Spillover pressure from corn and soybeans weighed on wheat futures last week. On those USDA reports Friday, they estimated winter wheat seedings
34.425 million acres. That is down from a year ago, nearly 1.4 million below the average pre-report trade guess. Hard red winter wheat seedings were down 1.7 million from a year ago. Soft red acres down about a half a million. White winter acres also down to the tune of about 100,000 from last year. USDA put December 1 wheat stocks in all positions at 1.41 billion bushels. Chip, that's 23 million more than traders had expected. And finally here, 23-24 wheat carryover estimated at 648 million bushels, down from last month and 10 million bushels below trade expectations. As of Friday's close, March HRW wheat futures were 0.75 cents lower, 615 and a quarter. March SRW wheat down 7 3/4 to 596. March spring wheat closed at 699 and one half, down a half cent.
You know, a lot of moving parts in all of that, Davis. There's no question about it. But when you get right to the bottom line of why this wheat market is as sluggish as it has been, yes, spillover pressure from corn and spillover pressure from wheat or from soybeans is part of the reason. But wheat could be leading to the downside itself when you look at an export number at 725 million bushels.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have enough demand in this wheat market right now to turn the fund sellers from short to out to long, and I'm not sure what's going to make that happen in the near term.
Well, Chip, on Friday, USDA put the 2023 corn crop at a record 15.342 billion bushels, 108 million bushels above the November crop production report, and 116 million above trade expectations. USDA raised the national average corn yield from November to a record 177.3 bushels per acre. Chip, that was partially offset by a 583,000-acre cut to harvested acre. December 1, stocks of corn in all positions, 12.169 billion bushels. That came in 119 million bushels above trade expectations, and USDA's estimate of 23-24 corn carryover at 2.162 billion bushels is up from last month and was 57 million above the average pre-report trade guess. March corn futures on Friday were 10 3/4 lower, 447. May corn down 10 3/4, 459. July corn futures closed at 468 and one quarter on Friday. That's down 10 3/4 cents, Chip.
I didn't hear much complaining about the 177.3 national average corn yield estimate from the Eastern Corn Belt guys.
Yeah.
I didn't hear much complaining there. The Western Corn Belt guys, they were filling my phone up on Friday afternoon. You know, where did that number come from? How could that be? That's not what my yield monitor said. Why is my claims adjuster, my crop insurance claims adjuster, been so doggone busy this year?
Yeah,
there's still some uncertainty over that production number. I hate to say it, but there is.
Was it Nebraska at a state average yield of 182 on corn?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, on Friday, USDA put the 2023 soybean crop at 4.165 billion bushels. That's up from November, 38 million above trade expectations. USDA raised the national average soybean yield to 50.6 bushels per acre and cut harvested acres by 435,000. December 1, soybean stocks in all positions at 3 billion bushels was above trade expectations. USDA put 23-24 soybean carryover at 280 million bushels, up from December, 37 million above the average pre-report trade guess. March beans 12 1/4 lower on Friday, 12.24 1/4. May beans down 12 1/4, 12.35 3/4. July beans closed at 12.44 1/4. That's down 11 3/4 cents, Chip.
USDA made no change to the crush estimate for 23-24, made no change to the export estimate in Friday's supply and demand report. That makes me think, because I think both those numbers have an opportunity to move up, move total usage up, and bring carryover down. So those numbers make me think that maybe we've seen the high water mark on the carryover estimate. Maybe that's going to be the high of the year on the carryover estimate.
Well, USDA puts 23-24 cotton carryover at 2.9 million bales. That's down 200,000 bales from December. March cotton on Friday was 5 points lower, 81.31.
Needs to buy some acres for this year, that's for sure.
Yep. On your livestock's double-digit losses in corn helped feeder cattle futures close modestly higher on Friday, while live cattle futures gave back a bit of last week's early gains. February fat cattle were down 42.5 cents to 171.37 1/2. April futures 40 cents lower, 174.17 1/2. And March feeders were up 30 cents to 227.70. And on the snout side, the string of higher closes in lean hog futures ended at 6 on Friday with the market under moderate pressure. Profit taking was noted ahead of the 3-day weekend. Feb hogs 70 cents lower, 71.90. April hogs down 42.5 to 78.62 1/2, Chip.
Yeah, the big story is going to be the weather in the livestock market here at the start of the week. Figure out exactly what that's going to do to the cash market before we can figure out how the lives, how the futures market is going to react to it. So these cold temperatures, man, oh, man, it's a blast of winter that we haven't had to deal with so far this year. And the impact on the cash market is going to be critical. All right. Again, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Glad that you are with us today. Stay tuned. Davis and I are going to go over some of the other factors that might be influencing the markets in the weeks ahead. That's next on AgriTalk.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Humans.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here. We're going to get a little nutty with it here on MLK Day. Chip, is it MLK Day or MLK Junior Day?
Junior.
Junior Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like Earnhardt and Earnhardt Jr., you know? Pretty decent distinction there.
I don't know if it's exactly the same.
No. But you better remember that Junior, though, you know?
That's
if you're
right.
talking to Little Dale. Absolutely.
That's right.
Today, we're gonna mix it up just a little bit. We're going to do a little something we call flip-chory. Chip, I'm gonna probe your mind, the database, you know, that you just walk around with every day, the people like us, people like me, I just take it for granted. You know, I just figure there's nothing more to know, but you've got it all up in that noggin of yours, and we're going to see if we can pry some of that loose. What do you think?
Well, I'll do my best. I will do my best on that, but there are so many different factors, so many different issues that are having an impact on the grain trade right now that keeping it all sorted is not the easiest job in the world.
Well, and that's the thing is it's important to know what's important and what's not. You know, it's like you got to separate the noise from the chatter. You got to separate the info from the bovine excrement. Whenever you can.
So, nice way of putting it.
Thank you. Given that, I wonder if you and I can just maybe take this opportunity to kind of walk through some of these markets, decide as we're flipping the calendar, you know, we're here in 2024 now, baby. There's no turning back.
Right.
Start us maybe with, you know what, let's just go to King Corn first.
Okay.
Let's start with King Corn. And I'm just going to ask you horribly generally, what's the story here? What are you watching? What's the story on corn, baby?
Yeah, it's like you said, we need to get rid of some of the noise that is in the market right now and try to focus on what is really important. And we had a good year for biofuels in 2023. We're going to have a good year for biofuels and corn-based biofuels in 2024. But you know what? I don't think that deserves a whole lot of headline, at least not at this point of the year. So, yes, the efforts to get E15 year-round availability in the 8 states and nationwide eventually, it's very important. There's no question. Which greenhouse gas model is used in evaluating ethanol coming out of the ethanol plants, that being the GREET model, is very important for the development of ethanol to jet down the road. But as far as it having an impact on day-to-day, week-to-week, and even at this point, month-to-month trade in the corn market, Davis, I don't think that's where it's at. It might be at the end of the year, but that's not where we're at here at the start of the year. And it's a weather market. We need to figure out what the Brazilian crop is going to be exactly. Is it 117 million metric ton, or is it something south of that? I would argue that it's somewhere south of that, because to this point, all the damage that has been done, all the damage that could be done, is to the first crop of corn. Anything that we say is coming off of the Safrinha corn crop out of Brazil is all speculation. And I don't think anybody's really diving into that at this point. But if we're at 117 million ton already and you got to take 10% off the Brazilian corn Safrinha corn crop, then all of a sudden it starts to have a big impact. Last week, and some of the estimates that we got from USDA, and this is maybe the most important estimate that I saw, and it didn't, I said from USDA, shouldn't have said that. It came from CONAB. 2023 corn export forecast. They trimmed it another 3 million metric tons to 35 million tons, which would be down 21 million metric tons from last year. You want to talk about an opportunity to get some market share back, there it is. That's what we're going to be watching through the first half of the year. How much damage is done to the Brazilian Safrinha corn crop and how much of that demand base we can get back on exports.
Okay. Listeners, we've got a flip-chory conversation going on here. I got Chip in the hot seat here on MLK Jr. day. You mentioned the biofuels at the beginning of your talk about corn. Yeah. I am concerned a little bit for the soybeans that as far as domestic demand goes, we're looking at SAF. We're looking at all sorts of biofuels related stuff when it comes to the beans. There's been talk it could impact acreage. It could impact marketing decisions, all yeah. sorts of stuff. And it just is too doggone soon, isn't it, Chip, on the beans?
We're so close, Davis.
I'll give you that.
I think it has a big impact on how the bean market trades in the first half of 2024. I really do. Weather, how many bean acres mm-hmm. we plant, that's going to be number one.
Right.
Number two on that list is just how quickly some of the expansion in the crush industry comes on board. How much of the 2023 crop are we going to use up before we get to the 2024 mm-hmm. new crop supply? So is it a 240, 230 million bushel carry, or is it 210? Is it 200? I know that's a big drop, but with the demand and the crush capacity that is coming online, this is a huge story. Mm-hmm. It may not be the biggest. It may feel like it's been slow to develop. Do you know how long it takes to build one of these plants from finance? No, from concept to yeah. financing to breaking ground to actually taking delivery of the first load of beans into one of those facilities. It's darn near 2 years.
Yeah.
So all of this talk about, oh, all the money being spent on the crush facilities, where is it? Has it turned into more crush demand here in the States? The number one answer to that is yes. It has turned into more demand because we're seeing monthly records for crush on a near monthly basis. And we are so close to setting new all-time crush records on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be happening by the middle of the year. And when that starts to develop, I think it has an impact on this bean market. You know, you look at the carry that's in the bean market, and this is where I think it's going to have the biggest impact. Look at the carry that's in the bean market. You got the January contract, which is in delivery, I know, 1235 and a half. March contract, 1240. May contract, 52. July contract, 1259. So we've got carry in the market. As that crush demand comes into the market, I think that carry comes out of the market. We see the bull spreads really take over in the bean market.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, and when we talk about that, do you notice parallels when the ethanol stuff was taking sure. off several years ago, and now here we are? Are we setting it up right for the beans and the SAF?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to play the SAF card only.
Okay,
because I mean we're talking about the renewable diesel and the state incentives for renewable diesel production. Dude, we've got to hustle to produce enough soybean oil to keep mm-hmm. up with the demand that is coming through the state rules and regs to meet that demand for the renewable diesel, let alone
yeah.
for soybean oil to try to participate in the sustainable aviation fuel market, which it will. The bean oil market will participate in SAF. I just don't know exactly when that's going to happen.
That's good. We're going to run out of time here if we're not careful. We haven't talked about wheat at all. Do you have any thoughts on the wheat market?
Yeah, man, the uncertainty over Ukraine, the uncertainty over Russia, it's been the headline and the issue for 2 years. And I don't see it going away, Davis. I think it's going to be the issue into the first half of the month. The reason that I'm saying that is Ukraine was uninterested in getting back into a UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal to move grain through the Black Sea because they've become so good at moving grain through some of the alternative routes. they're surpassing what were the maximums set under the Black Sea deal. So, boy, Ukraine is doing a great job of moving wheat when they can. I think that continues to put a cap on that market.
All right. When we come back on the other side of this break, Chip, I think we should talk about some livestock.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about demand. I'm thinking about demand here on AgriTalk.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
On this observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, an excerpt from Dr. King's letter from a Birmingham jail. Sometimes a law is just on its face and unjust in its application. For instance, I have been arrested on a charge of parading without a permit. Now, there is nothing wrong with having an ordinance which requires a permit for a parade, but such an ordinance becomes unjust when it is used to maintain segregation and to deny citizens the First Amendment privilege of peaceful assembly and protest. I hope you are able to see the distinction I'm trying to point out. In no sense do I advocate evading or defying the law, as would the rabid segregationist. That would lead to anarchy. One who breaks an unjust law must do so openly, lovingly, and with a willingness to accept the penalty. I submit that an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for law.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold is slapping us this week, prompting wind chill advisories now until noon, where it's feeling as cold as 25 below and high temperatures today feeling more like negative 15. Tonight, another wind chill advisory goes into effect at 6 and lasts through tomorrow afternoon as it could be feeling like near negative 30, where frostbite can occur rapidly. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's zero at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know? And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. We're doing a flip Jory today for MLK Junior Day. Your pal Davis Michelson behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. Talking to Chip Flory. Chip, in that last segment, it was a bit of a whirlwind. The setup was a lot of chatter. Help me figure out what matters here. We talked about corn, beans. We talked about wheat. Chip, can you boil it all down here? What matters? Yeah. How do I know?
Okay. We are going to get to the bottom line of what matters and why it matters when we get to the end of March. I hate to push it off for that long, you know, but this grain market, we talked about it with a couple of analysts last week. We're always waiting on something in this grain market. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on the next USDA report. We're waiting on the next rain in Brazil. We're waiting on the next shoe to drop in Ukraine. We're waiting on. I think that will be part of a problem that will keep volume relatively low, open interest relatively low, and interest of the professional trading funds, the spec money, that interest will be low on moving it to the long side of the grain markets in the month ahead. I've said this a few times on the show. There is a big difference between incentive to get out of a short position into flat and incentive to get out of a short position to flat to long. I don't know what that incentive might be over the next 3 months. So price relationships between corn and soybeans are really going to matter as we get to the end of March and start looking at what the actual planting mix is going to be. The expectations have been that we're going to lose 4 million acres of corn from last year, get us down to about 91 million. At least 3 million of that goes over to soybeans. When you look at the revenue potential and which one pencils out the best to pay bills, pay interest, pay for inputs, pay for. The needle is still tilted over to corn, Davis.
Yeah.
So, you know, agronomically, because last year was a heavy corn year, we could lose a couple of million acres of corn. But financially, economically, incentive from the market, we're not doing a lot to move acres right now. I think that'll be a very important number for us when we get to the end of March.
Okay, very good. I want to flip us over to the livestock side now. And if you feel appropriate, separate the feeder cattle from the fat cattle.
Yeah, I think it's necessary.
And I want to go back to, we've had a number of conversations where cattle have come up. Greg McBride from Allendale, 2024 production numbers, still friendly. The producer, he says, to me that translates into tight supplies heading into 2024.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And the conversation that we had with Scott Varlick really put a separation. Well, Greg did it too. Greg McBride did it too. You know, he put the separation between the feeder cattle and the fed cattle markets as well. But Scott Varlick last week went as far as to say that the feeders will be the leader in the cattle complex in 2024 if there's a rally. If there is a rally. We also talked with Glenn Tonser earlier today and got into some of his outlook. 2024 may not be the year that we, and I agree with him on this. Mm-hmm. I think his timing is really good on this. 2024, there's going to be a lot of talk about, hey, you know, look at what interest rates are doing. Interest rates have backed off. Geez, look what that cow-calf guy is doing over there.
Yeah.
Look at the money that they're making compared to maybe it's time. Maybe that heifer is finally worth more bred and out on pasture than what she is getting fed and fat in the feed yard. And when that transition happens, which might not come until late 2024, which would give us another step down in total beef production sometime in 2025. But if that all plays out that way, I think we can be steady higher on fed cattle prices through 2024. But on the feeder cattle side of things, Davis, it was such a bloodbath on that dive from the September high to the December low. The recovery that we go through at some point, as you've not only got the feed yards bidding for heifers, but now you got the cow-calf guys that are also showing up at the sale barn and saying, geez, look at that pen of heifers. I can't let those go to the feed yard. Now they're competing against each other. The feeder cattle market should be the leader if we're going to see a rally, and if we're going to set up for that run to potentially test the highs that we saw back in 2023, if we're going to test those highs, that the feeder market has to be the leader in 2024. Mm-hmm. So it big difference between the markets right now. And then beef is a completely different market on top of that, Davis.
Right. And one of the things that we're starting to hear, or at least did last week a little bit, is consumers are finally beginning to price shop for proteins, doing a little bit more comparative shopping, and the meat case grocers are beginning to respond to that, it seems like, anyway.
Right.
It's been a long time coming.
The spot that I'm going to point at first on this might be a little bit surprising.
Okay.
But when you go back a year ago, okay, a year ago right now, remember, we were complaining that the retail pork price was not reflecting what was happening in the pork cutout or even the lean hog market.
Yeah.
Right? The retailers were holding on to those higher prices, weren't giving any of the drop in the cash in the actual hog market, weren't giving any of that drop back to the consumer. They're starting to do that. You've seen evidence of it. I've seen evidence of it. You look at those whole loin prices now in the meat case, and what I think is going to be a much better. And you know what? I need to mention, I read this in Pro Farmer, thought about it, and I think it makes a lot of sense. The ham demand market going into Easter 2024 is going to be much better than what it was in 2023. And that will be a great relief for the pork market in the first half of the year. Should give us a boy. Calling a low in the hog market is no easy job.
No.
Especially with the efficiency in the farrowing house, you can reduce farrowings and still have a bigger pig crop because of more pigs per litter. And that's making you don't want to discourage that kind of productivity. But that's making it harder for this hog market to put in what will eventually be a long-term low.
Well, and clarify with me, when you're talking about demand ahead of Easter 2024, outpacing 2023, and being a good market, basically. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about a good market for me, Joe Schmo, going to buy, you know, a 15-pound ham?
Yes.
Or are you talking for the hog producer who's like, man, I got to make some money here?
For Joe Schmo, for you and me, going in and buying the ham.
Okay.
I think the consumer is going to benefit from what is setting up right now. I mean, look at what the pork cutout markets are. The bank of hams is already being filled. And when they're being filled at these prices, I got to believe that every retailer out there is going to be advertising doggone cheap ham. Let's move some of that product through the system and then start to take a look at the numbers on the supply side as we get into the middle of the year. Because we're going to bottom out. You know, we'll bottom out on hog slaughter in the middle of the summer.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're down here in KC at my preferred grocer. They're offering, it's post-Christmas. I mean, it's after holiday stuff, like you said, trying to get these hams out of here. We got to make room. You know, we got to get them out of here. 99 cents a pound. I thought that was pretty good.
That's late 80s pricing, Davis.
Well, and I'll
on the hams.
They had them mismarked, too. They were cheap, bro. They were dirt cheap.
Yeah. I hope you loaded the cart.
I absolutely did. There's so much ham in my freezer right now. We've already had a ham. It's great.
Really it's a great good. Sandwich. I don't know if you heard that or not, but ham makes a good sandwich.
You get some of those flaky biscuits, put on an egg, get some ham, some cheddar cheese. You're good for all day. Okay, buddy. Economy.
Yeah.
What are you watching for here? Is it a soft landing, or are we all just in horrible trouble?
Soft landing, but we've got to watch what the consumer does over the next 3 months. If they continue to build credit card debt even past the holiday seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Look out. Then we're spending, you know, we're using the credit card to buy groceries and gas instead of spending cash on those staples. Yep. And when that happens, we usually run into trouble down the line.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up right there. We will be back with more here on AgriTalk. Davis Michelson on a Chip Flory. That's a Flip Chory. AgriTalk.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning. The cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Being an Army Ranger is a very fast-paced lifestyle. I was clearing a weapons cache in Haditha, Iraq, when the building collapsed on me, burying me alive. I spent 6 months in the hospital and a year of recovery. When I was separated from the military, I just felt like I was useless because I only had this one thing that I was supposed to do, and then that one thing was taken away from me. But then one day, I got a call from Wounded Warrior Project. They asked me to come to a workout, and I decided that I was going to get better, both physically and mentally. Now I'm a warrior leader. I create events and opportunities for other veterans locally. Wounded Warrior Project did a phenomenal job reminding me that my injuries aren't going to define who I am. And because of that, I can do anything that I want.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here. Interest rates, of course, a big topic of conversation. Chip, if you could just talk to us about your expectations for interest rates moving into 2024, what are you looking at? What should we be thinking about interest rates?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Steady lower. But I'm going to include steady in it. I'm not just going to say lower.
Yeah.
You've heard me say several times that lowering interest rates is something that should be reserved to provide a spark to the economy. It's not a reward. It's not a reward for getting close to your inflation rate that you want. That's not what it's about. Lower interest rates and lowering interest rates need to be reserved for a time when the economy needs a spark. So all this talk about 3, 4, 5 interest rate cuts in 2024, yeah. I think it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I would be... You know, if the over-under on it is 2.5, I'm taking the under. Two at the most.
Uh-huh.
2 at the most. So, but that's only because I think that before we get to the end of the year, the economy is going to be rough enough that it will need some kind of incentives to get it up and running again. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, with that, we need to get over to Kerry Artak. Don't forget, if you head to Artak Advisory. .com. That's ARTAC advisory.com. Kerry will get you signed up for a 2-week trial of his daily service. All right, Kerry, what you got for us today?
Yeah, thanks, Chip. Starting with March corn, actually both March corn and March soybeans set off long-term sell signals last week when they closed below long-term support levels. Areas that have been holding, especially with corn, 460.50, we've been testing it for the last couple of months with different contracts. Most recent, of course, is the present March contract. And we closed below 460.50 last week by the required 1% margin. This is a former channel top that goes back to 2014. And it had held actually nicely for the last couple of months, but we've closed below it. And this tells me 439 even now expected over the next 3 to 5 weeks and over the next 2 to 3 months as we continue through winter and into early spring. 412 even to 417 even. That's a meaningful support area that can, by that point in time, perhaps contain selling into summer trade. And by that point, it's anybody's guess, of course, with respect to soil conditions and weather, so forth and so on. So bottom line with March corn, a long-term sell signal last week below 460 half. That is our ceiling of resistance, expecting 439 even over the next 3 to 5 weeks and the 412 to 417 area over the next 2 to 3 months, where we could actually bottom out into summer activity. Now, upside, if we close the week Friday back above 460 half, that does neutralize that sell signal, but it does not indicate a meaningful gains as we move into later winter. That would come with a settlement above 489 half. And so if we close above 460 half, I do think 489 half is a realistic 2 to 3 week upside target, where we could top out by that point in time through February. And if we can close above 489 half, then I see meaningful gains, 532 half, then a 2 to 3 month objective if we close above 489 half. But right now, heavy into spring trade below 460 half. The same is true with March soybeans. March soybeans closed last week for the first time below a rising three-year channel bottom at 1254.75. We closed well below it. This has set off a 3 to 5 month sell signal down to 1090. And this is a lead contract. So when March is replaced by May, replaced by July, they will all inherit these downside targets. A nearer term, 1181 and a quarter is in reach by the end of February or sooner. We could bounce there for a month, perhaps. But closing below 1181 and a quarter, we're just another month or two away from reaching that targeted 1090 even area. 1090 is a long-term support threshold. Once again, a 3 to 5 month target below 1254 or three quarter. 1090 even able to contain selling into summer activity. Upside, if we close back above 1254 and three quarter, that does neutralize the long-term sell signal. But in terms of meaningful gains as we move into spring, that would cover the settlement above 1277 even. So I consider 1277 even a 2 to 3 week target. If we close Friday back above 1254 and three quarter, 1277 even likely to contain weekly, possibly monthly buying pressures. And if we can close above 1277 even, a descending channel top, now that changes a little bit every week, that should set off a meaningful rally to 1387 even within a couple of months of closing above 1277 even. But we're a long way from that. Bottom line with March soybeans and the broader soybean market is we remain heavy through winter below 1254 and three quarter. And finally, an update on feeder cattle. The March contract is holding its own, having come off of long-term support in early December, a three-year channel bottom that is now at 216.35 and rising weekly. Trend support, able to contain selling into spring trade, possibly into later year, and above which, over the next 2 to 3 months, still anticipating 236.92, where we could top out on a seasonal basis. As far as 236.92 is concerned, I consider it a 1 to 2 week objective if we can close this week above 230.37. 236.92, able to contain winter highs into spring trade. And if we can close above 236.92 over the coming month or two, then we can retest long-term resistance at 266.80. That is a 27-year channel top we tested last September and resulted in the big sell-off back into the 210s. In terms of the downside, we're not going to see it this week, but if over the next few weeks, if over the next month or two, we do close below 216.35 at the end of a week, and that is changing weekly, rising weekly, that would set off a long-term sell signal. We should then see 184.15 within 2 to 3 months, and 146 even would surprise me as we continue into later year. And that is all I've got for this week's roundup. Chip, thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Kerry. Good stuff there. Don't forget, head on over to rtacadvisory.com. Get signed up for a 2-week free trial of Kerry's daily service. Happy MLK Jr. Day. Spent a little bit of time reflecting on the man that he was and the messages that he delivered and how they still apply to the way that we're living here in this great country and what it means for us going forward. All right. Come back tomorrow morning. Davis will be here. He's going to have a conversation with Paul Schadeg from Farmers National, talking land values right here on AgriTalk.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/pact to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.